Blog Talk Radio.
From ESPN New York 98.7 FM. You're listening to Sports In Depth with the legendary Doc Stanley. Before him there was none, after him there shall be no more. You have the man that takes you inside what goes on in the world of sports. He's in the dugout. He's in the clubhouse. He's right by the water cooler. He is everywhere you need him to be to let you know what's going on. And also you listen to the movers and shakers in the world of sports. You have found the right place with the legendary Doc Stanley on Sports In Depth.
And if I may say that the Sports In-Depth Nation is here. The Sports In-Depth panel is here. I'm Mel Smith Jr. I am here. We're here courtesy of the Trust in God Radio Network. And the straw that serves the drink is indeed here, and that's the incomparable Doc Stanley. Take it away, good doctor.
My family's watching the Blog Talk Radio on the Trust in God Network. And I'm ecstatic, blessed, as always, every single second, element in my life. Sports In Depth Sunday. Thank God for Mila. And Grandpa again, Little Pete asked. Wednesday on the 5th month at 4:40 in the afternoon, my beloved daughter, the greatest daughter in the world, Demony, and the greatest son-in-law, Michael Linton, Demony gave birth to Mila, friend Linton, spelled M-I-L-A, but it's pronounced M-E-L-A, host of names, description for it, you know, it's meaning in four different languages, Slavic, Russian, Italian, and Spanish. I'm surprised with Italian and Spanish because it's so close. It's been cold. Going to get colder in New York. See, today is not as cold as it has been in the past days, but it's cold. But now it's December. It's January. You know, these are the winter months. I laugh at people who say, you know, football is a cold weather sport. No, football is a sport played in cold weather. They could play basketball. They could play baseball in cold weather. They would play it. They can't. That's why they don't. If they could play baseball all indoor stadium. You know, people don't understand. O'Malley didn't want to move the Dodgers. O'Malley was willing to build an indoor stadium. This is the 50s. That would have been the eighth one in the world before the Astrodome. But Robert Moses and the powers be didn't let it be. Best they say is history. This is that about my daughter, my granddaughter, just my mother. She went to the pediatrics today. And everything is good. I looked at that picture, you know, the miracle, the face, and, you know, that's been inside of a stomach, man, a body. It comes out like that, you know. Can never, as men, as women, as man, express gratitude, love, the wonderment, the genius of God through our mouth. Can't do it. It's impossible. We can't. Lady said some years ago, I remember, and praying, she said something I never heard before. I haven't heard since then, but it's such a, you're God all by yourself. I'm Stanley Swanson at Blog Talk Radio, Trust and Guru Network. As always, JMS opens prayer. Now, Lou Peace will begin back to, he's the one that started this whole thing, so doesn't get here. I'll get some other people, we'll get rolling. Hopefully, he'll catch up in time. He had good questions, though. Hey, you know, let's do something real quick. Boom, boom, boom. So he'll join in. If not, jump shot, if Ed a call, and see if we can do some things quick while we're here, early part of the day, and get things rolling. I'm Stanley, sponsored at Blog Talk Radio, the Trust and Guide Network. Like I said, we'd like some summertime weather. We heard we're going to get some freezing weather coming up in the next couple of days. Tuesday's going to be the coldest day of the year. It's going to be like 18. With a wind check. Wind chill factor. He likes single digits. Good well wishes to my beloved sister Teresa, my dear friend John Polo the Freyus, British at the virus. Wow, everybody seems to be catching it. I stand this voice at Block Talk Radio on the Trust in God Radio Network.
This is Michael Bellamy of Brooklyn Independent Media, and you're listening to Doc Stanley of Sports in Depth on Blog Talk Radio.
DMX opens up in prayer for us, as we'd like to hear.
Father God, I am just learning how to pray. Bear with me. First, I thank you for the life of everyone that's here with me. Then I thank you for the love you give me. Why? I don't know. I don't deserve it, and it hurts inside. Many a nights I cried and called your name out loud, but didn't call you when I was doing good, too proud. And still you gave me love. I wasn't used to that. Most of the people that gave me love ended up taking it back. That's something new to me. So I'm asking you for time to adjust. Let me make it there. I will be one you can trust. What I stand for, I put my life on. I do. I guess what I'm asking is, show me how to stand for you. And I will rap for you, sing for you, reach for you, preach for you, teach for you. I will love you like you love me, unconditionally. And I will always be prepared for whatever the mission will be. Give the nutrition to me, and I'll properly digest it. And when I give it back, I will show you word well invested. And whenever I go, before I go, let me give. Thanks to you, Lord, for my birth, for every day that I've lived. You gave me a love most of my life I didn't know was there. I give you my life, because you cared. Amen.
A Rádio Pajeú é o mundo todo. Fala, Stanley, direto dos Estados Unidos.
Meu nome é Doc Stanley.
Meu nome é Doc Stanley.
E eu moro em Nova York.
Eu moro em Nova York.
Estados Unidos.
Nos Estados Unidos.
E estou ouvindo Radio Web Pajeú.
Estou ouvindo a Rádio Web Pajeú.
Um abraço.
Um abraço.
Hugs. God bless you.
Deus abençoe você.
Eita, menino, quer dizer que agora é internacional, é?
Yes. Ué.
Open up every Sunday show.
In the Bible days, she had been sick so very long. But she heard my Jesus was passing by, so she joined the gathering throng. And while she was pushing her way through, someone asked her, what are you trying to do? She said, if I could just touch the hem of his garment, I know I'll be made whole. She cried, oh, and oh, and oh, and oh, said, if I could just touch the hem of his garment, I know I'll be made whole. And oh, she spent her money here and there, until she had no more to spare. The doctors, they done all they could, but their medicine would do no good. When she touched him, the Savior didn't see, but still he turned around and cried, somebody touch me. She said, it was I who just want to touch the hem of your garment, I know I'll be made whole right now. She stood there crying, oh, 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 and oh, 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 and oh, 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 said, if I could just touch the hem of your garment, I
know I'll be made more at last.
You're listening to Sports and Death on Blog Talk Radio on the Trust in God Radio Network. The Doc Stanley and his posse, where we rope the rumors, call tight issues, and brand the truth. Trust in God.
And taking a page, you know, you listened to DMX friend. He said, you know, people loved you and they took it back. And I mean, they didn't. You know, Charles Barkley and Larry Flynn said two of the most abused words in the English language is, I love you and friend. And there's some words I use. I usually wait to the end of the show, but Marion Boykin always has something to say that I really like, and it's, hey, here it is.
This is Marion Boykin from the Southpaw position. Always let the better man in you emerge victorious, because I will.
And we send prayers out to his dad, Mr. Boykin, a little under the weather, and I want you to continue praying for my beloved mother and all mothers and fathers out there. And my new addition, you know, Mela's name has a horde of meaning, and I was like the fact that it had an M and an I and L in it, you know, or that's in my first name, but these have a beloved grandmother, Margie, says, you know, it's spelled M. I'm talking the other way. You know, it has a horde of reasons. Did Precious. Let me see. Let me get it all together for you here. It's pronounced Mila, even though it's spelled M-I-L-A. It's derived from four different languages. Miracles in Spanish, Italian miracle, Russian gracious or dear one, and Slavic for industrious, and Russian for hardworking. And she has a hardworking parents, and it's always a miracle when God brings you a baby, and we are, without question, so gracious to God for bringing us this dear one. And like I said, this is static. You know, my granddaughter, my first granddaughter, Kayla, had told me when I talked to her last week, wishing her mother happy birthday. Now, this is a big month, January. Demony and Michael, her husband and father, and she's the mother of Mila. Their wedding anniversary is January 1st. The next day is Turquoise, my first daughter's birthday, okay? The 21st of this month is my beloved mother Vivian's birthday, and we're hoping we can get to the 93rd birthday for her. 2 days later, 4 days later, is the birthday of my first grandson, Tariq. Also this month, from a sports perspective, Joe Frazier, George Foreman, Muhammad Ali, Buddy McGirt, Bernard Hopkins all have birthdays this month. Frazier, as I always said, his birthday is sandwiched in between the only two guys that ever beat him and beat him twice. Foreman's the 10th, Frazier's the 12th. And in fact, you know, yeah, George's birthday's tomorrow. Happy birthday, George Foreman. Got to put that in here, too. And Ollie's the 17th. 17th is also the birthday of Buddy McGirt. Gave me a call last night congratulating me on my new granddaughter. Bernard Hopkins is the same day as Dr. King, which is on the 15th. And my longtime friend Chacha. Remember, a lovely young lady grew up to work for the Rockefeller Organization. I remember her, you know, her apartment bell was on the top, and sometimes she had problems ringing the bell. And you'd come in and say, could you ring the bell for me? And now she's ringing the bells as a sweetheart and just a wonderful, beautiful young lady inside and out. Invited me to Thanksgiving dinner about 4 years ago, and I couldn't go. I lived out of the country or something. Yeah. And boxing-wise, the first black commissioner of New York State Boxing was born on the 31st of this month. But he also happened to be the first black baseball player, Jack Roosevelt Robinson. Art Russ was like that. Jack Roosevelt Robinson, the legendary Art Russ Jr., who passed in this month. I think it was yesterday. Art Russ Jr. passed away. Things have been the same since Art left. I want to thank Tony Page for calling me that day and saying, hey, Doc, Mel, Tony Page, the first black president of the Boxing Writers Association. And he said, Mel, I'd like to have you on your show tonight. And I remember Lenny, neighbor in my building, heard the show and sent me a little note. And said, oh, I really enjoyed your show. Nice talking to you. Three special people, Art Russ Jr., Lenny, and Tony Page, who's no longer with the fan. which means the fan kind of really ain't blowing. You remind me of that great line from, by Frankie Crocker. If I ain't on your radio, then your radio ain't on. Dr. Sandy Sports Net, Blog Talk Radio, Trust and Government Network, waiting for little Peter to join us. But he called me because a lot of times, and he's been inspirational for his last three shows, by the grace of God. And he said, so, hey, Doc, you know, looking at Oscar Robertson's stats, and I was reading something, too. I was looking for something. I knew I had something here in my collection of had a picture that's autographed on one side by Michael Jordan, the other side autographed by Hakeem Olajuwon. And in this article, Jordan's second or third year said, you know, he's compared favorably to Oscar Robertson. I said he did a lot of things on the air that Oscar did on the ground. Oscar could have did in the air. But that's ironic because Charles Barkley, in grading the two greatest players, in his opinion, is Michael Jordan and Oscar Robertson. Now, Bill Russell and Will Chamberlain feel he's got it wrong. You know, it should be Oscar first. But the fact that the equating the abilities of Michael Jeffrey Jordan with the great Oscar Palmer Robertson, both great, you know what I mean? That's the all-time backcourt. Shooting guard, I don't buy that shooting guard, point guard stuff, but, you know, it's Jordan and Oscar. Now, you know, Julius Erving's team, Dr. J's team, is tough to beat. I mean, if Mike wants to stay with that all-time all-star backcourt team, him and Magic, I got no problem with Wes and Oscar. You know, guys those overlooked, too, is tiny. And also, Bob Pettit, we're going to talk about here, which I was hoping little people would get to me, but we're going to play a little music and try to catch up with Lil Pete, and at the same time get NFL Ed here. Big football games last night. Wow, man. Brother James was telling me I went to see, spend some time with my mother. Hey, you know what? Let's play some more gospel music. Sam Cooke, Express.
Wonderful.
How me and my family feels about Ayla coming. How we all feel about God, but now, you know, we really can't put the words because there's no description that man can do. But no, this is close.
He's
the best we can do.
God. He's so wonderful. The Lord is my shepherd. He's my God. Whatever I need, the Lord will provide. And praise my Lord's name. I know he's so wonderful. And whoa, he's wonderful. And I really believe the Lord is wonderful. Yes, he is. And whoa, he's wonderful. I know. Yes, he is. And whoa, whoa, if you never tried God, try the Lord one day and see what my Father come down and make a way. And whoa, and oh, I can't help but love God. He's so wonderful. And whoa, and oh, he's a yes, he is. And I just the air. Whoa, he's wonderful. I know the Lord. He's so wonderful. Oh, Lord. Whoa, he's been my mother. Been my father too. There's no limit to what my Lord can do. And whoa, and oh, I love God. He's so
you know, this is apropos we're playing it now. His birthday is coming up next week. It's Black History Month next month, shortest month of the year. I remember Morgan Freeman said, I don't want a Black History Month. So, you know, our history is history. What's the boy? Is there Jewish History Month? Irish History Month? Is there Italian History Month? Al Jackson was so instrumental, a role model and hero to Mr. Wonder in his career. And it was Hal who was instrumental in this getting done. The implementation of Dr. King. As the month moves, though, we say happy birthday as a sister of mine. Little Tucker's on the 2nd. Kelly Swanson. Our Lady in Boxing on the 7th. Tomorrow, Dutch Woman. 2 days later, Bill Frazier. 17th of the month is Ali's birthday. Ali and Foreman, only guys ever beat Joe Frazier. They beat him twice. My buddy Joe. And Ali, too. Buddy McGirt has a birthday the same year as Ali on the 17th. Day before that is Roy Jones Jr. Celebrates a birthday. Before that is Dr. King's birthday. He celebrated along with a lovely lady by the name of Acha. Our building and Hopkins. Well, ends, as I already said, with that of Jackie Robinson, but the day before is the greatest PR man in the history of black entertainment. And Don Thomas. Along with the top detective in the history of New York City Police Department. Jim Martin. Roxanne Smith and Block Talk Radio Network. And if Ed will be joining us soon. Talking. What? Let's take a minute. I want to thank Mr. William Edison Calhoun for me today. Just people, when I went to Brazil, so, the pandemic, they say, Doc, what are you doing Christmas Eve? In Brazil, Christmas Eve is the big day. Families get together, dinner. That's what a big meal is. Now, the next day is more relaxing. It's a big lunch. Everybody's there. So you have 2 days to get together with the family. You know what I mean? You have the Christmas Eve dinner, then you have the Christmas Day lunch. Learned about that in going to São Paulo. You know, Mita, Gloria Gaynor, Hyman, and he used to take me to, and it was so big. Grab back, but Germany. Then we buy a present for Maine. Maine's buy a present for Helen. Buy a president for Tommy. We'll buy Michael. Michael will buy a president. Percos will buy a present for Kelvin Jr. You know, so because it was too big to buy a present for everybody, you know. And it was nice to get up and present how good it would be again. Oh, it's... I like how foreign countries have a tradition of, number one, respect for Sunday. First and foremost, it's God's Day. They pay homage to it, but respect it. Everything's closed. Even the bus fares have fare on Sundays. And I have their respect for family. So their respect for friendship. And they don't work themselves. At the end of the day, let's stop and have a beer. Remember in DR too, the guy was taking me, guy was hiding, and we had 3 or 4 stops of a beer. Because Brazil was the first place I saw the large bottles of beer, where you know, me and you all can drink from one bottle of beer. But that's the thing I like about Brazil, Panama, Dominican Republic, Republic of Venezuela, Italy. First and foremost, for God, love. My mother told me years ago, how you know, honey was, you know, came to visit you after work. After any sports at Block Talk Radio and Trust in God Network. Let's go back to. Jets and the Giants.
Going into the halftime break, you guys were only down 2. What was Coughlin's message to you guys at the break?
We're in it. Offensively, we moved the ball pretty well. Had some turnovers, obviously, but felt we had some opportunities to make some plays. Defense is playing well. Was stopping them. Just getting up field goals. So we had opportunities to be in the lead and very much in the game. And I thought our guys played hard. Just obviously didn't make the plays down the stretch that we needed to.
Eli Manny.
One just tried to add a little quick out throw to the corner, jumped it, tried to pull it back and couldn't pull it back in time and went to another defender. Guy played played some well, just on an overneath ball to Odell. Guy just thought I could get it in there. Guy jumped it pretty well, linebacker. So I tried to hit a corner route to Reuben, and I don't know if I just overthrew it. I kind of was on the ground on that one. So I didn't really see how it all finished up. The last one, obviously fourth down, trying to fit it in there, got tipped up. So I got to do better. I got to be better protecting the ball, making better decisions, and throwing the ball more accurately. I didn't expect it.
Yeah, that's the Sea Wings as Giants-Jet halftime. Giants and Jets each year play each other in the preseason, which works out for both teams because it's a road game for one team, and it's a road game that they don't have to go on the road. So this year it's a road game for the Jets, and next year vice versa. But it works out great. You got four preseason games, so that's one preseason game you don't have to worry about traveling. So it works for both teams, and also gets a lot of the fans who don't get a chance to see team because of the season ticket holders. So a lot of Giant fans now can't get tickets. So wow, you can see the Giants play the Jets, or vice versa. So Eli Manning, one of the great quarterbacks in history of the Giants, two-time Super Bowl champion, and, hey, the rest they say is history. Dr. Stanley Sports Internet, Blog Talk Radio, and Trusted Government Network. Just going back a little bit and catching some of that interview as we continue with Brazil. More music for you.
Olha que coisa mais linda, mais cheia de graça. Ela, menina que vem, que passa. Um doce balanço, caminho do mar.
But my mom's is...
Moça do corpo dourado, do sol de Ipanema.
Play this here for her. So Demi, who just gave birth to her first baby. Almost. When did we come out? Yeah. Emily. All the great mothers out there. His mother Margie. Helen. Sister Helen. Dean. AC. Remember not Lily. You're so blessed. I was a catch 22. I hate to see my mother you don't want to lose your mother. Like all my friends, NFL Ed is going to call. Eric. I'm trying to look around here, and I still got mine, and I understand, because I just hate to, life there, because you understand, love is special. I remember friend once told me, he said, you know, you don't love nobody but your mom. We're playing this song. All the great mothers. I'm Demi with the camera. I found this building up, Block Talk Radio, Trust the Government Network. And the intruders get done. The NFL Ed, that's Hoops, on the basketball, big football game yesterday. But right now, I'm a two. Closing crescendo, always losing me. Ready to eat? Ready to eat, mom. Let's get some apple pie. Emily comes close.
And if I may say that the sports in-depth nation is here. The Sports In-Depth panel is here. I'm Mel Smith Jr. I am here. We're here courtesy of the Trust in God Radio Network. And the straw that stirs the drink is indeed here, and that's the incomparable Doc Bellamy. Take it away, Doc.
This is Michael Bellamy of Brooklyn Independent Media, and you're listening to Doc Stanley of Sports in Depth on Blog Talk Radio.
NFL Ed, we here too, you know, good well wishes to you. You had the good back out, so you're back home again. I'm visiting my mom yesterday with James, and James said, hey, man, you're not there. Well, watch the football. What football? Ed, two big games yesterday, Kansas City against the Broncos and then the Cowboys against Philadelphia. Ironically, you know, three of the four teams are already in the playoffs, Ed. But, you know, Kansas City is fighting for maybe getting the number one seed. The Cowboys, so they were big games for the top two teams, the Cowboys and Kansas City. Philadelphia, regardless, was already in the playoffs.
Yeah, that's why they rested a lot of semi-injured or injured players. So they really didn't show up with much of a secondary. So, but Dallas has been explosive. You got to give them credit. I mean, they, you know, it's like two games in a row with over 50 points. So
yeah,
but,
he broke the all-time record because when the game started, he said, "No, Dak Prescott is four touchdowns away from tying Tony Romo for the all-time Cowboy lead." I said, "Well, that's out. You know, he's going to throw one or two today. We're not going to four." And then, you know, me and James are in the back. My blood brother James with my mother, and we're here in the back, and that's in the first half, and Dak Prescott has four touchdowns. Wow. So it was a wonderful game for the Cowboys. You know, people are this is the greatest offensive unit in the history of the Cowboys. The Cowboys are number one, and what is it? I forgot that stat. Defensively, the number one in takeaways, the number one in time. And, you know, it was just a great game for the Cowboys in the sense that they could rest their guys at the end of the third quarter, and things were accomplished. The game was in hand. Dak Prescott now has broke the all-time record. You had another 50 win. Zeke Elliott, despite sharing the ball, another 1,000 yards. So you couldn't beat it, man. You had your cake and you ate it too. You know, they won the game. The accomplishments by both Dak and Zeke. And but, you know, I'm watching that Kansas City game, and, you know, I just really feel bad for Melvin Gordon. You know, he's coming, and the guy makes a great defensive. And me and my brother, James, were sitting there, and we said, wow, you know, Kansas City was still in the game. But when he returned that thing 58 yards, Melvin Graham, I think a rookie, that was a football game. I mean, you talk about a key play. You talk about a key defensive play. You think about a key moment. You talk about the turning point. Ed, A, B, C, and D right there.
Yeah, no, it was, as you saw, and then the Broncos fans, they were crying in the stands because, they were up, and they were right there knocking on the door. And to your point, great defensive play. And this rookie, Kansas City does pick some good players. You know, they can fill that roster up, I think, better than anybody else. But, and the other end, though, it didn't matter. Surprisingly, the Texans played a very tight game with the Titans, but the Titans pulled it out by, close game, very close game, and then by three or whatever, and it went down late into the fourth quarter. But that's it. So now the Tennessee Titans are the number one seed in the AFC by AFC conference record and et cetera. So Kansas City will be the number two seed. And then we'll go from there. Now Cleveland beat Cincinnati, so they're probably just going to be number four seed. And now, Buffalo against the Jets. I think Buffalo is going to take care of business in Buffalo. And they'll clinch the division. Patriots will go to be a wild card. And in the other last spot of the wild card in the AFC is a crapshoot, for lack of a better term. And then we switch over to the NFC, and there'll be a great matchup with the 49ers and the Rams. And the 49ers have had their number as of lately. So we'll see if the Rams can step up to it. And very interesting all around. And now
you're talking about
Pittsburgh,
having somebody's number. The win yesterday was a 13th consecutive road victory for Kansas City. And they lost a close game. And it's the 13th consecutive time they've beaten the Denver Broncos.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You know,
so
talking
it's
about
over 6 years since Denver was able to beat the Kansas City Chiefs. Pretty amazing that in itself. But, Denver was there. It was a very interesting game. And, back to your point, and that was the play of the game. And a great defensive play. Ball was stripped, and then the rookie picks it up and goes 80-something yards. You know, that was a dagger. I remember questioning why Denver...
Go ahead.
Denver went for the field goal when they got the ball back. You know, why didn't they take a shot at fourth down? Because, they narrowed the score, but, you know, that was it. So
Yeah. You know, two things here, too. I really felt bad, not everything for the guy in Philadelphia. He's wide open, and he dropped the pass, which would have been his only second touchdown of his career. And it made the Dallas game a lot closer than, which was inevitable.
Right.
I mean, you know, academic, but it's been nice to see that and the excitement of the Philadelphia crowd. And, you know, you look at that game yesterday, you know, Dallas beat a good football team. Yeah, they didn't have that, but still a victory away from home, a victory against a division rival. Dallas is one of the teams, man, just kind of moving and grooving. You don't want to kind of run into them.
No.
Kansas City, everybody can use that time off. The Titans, it worked out good for them now because they just got back their top running back. Texas was
right
in the game, but I questioned it. You know, Kansas City, you got the first down. Why don't you go for the touchdown? Why don't you at least kick the field goal? I mean, you know, it's practice. If you don't want to touch it, kick the field goal. Let the field goal kicker, you know, stay in shape. I two things, and me and James talked about that. We said, what's going on here, man? You know, but I guess it's no longer like it used to be. I remember George Allen and his team was up by some points, and it's about 20 seconds left in the game. He called timeout, had the field goal go out there, kicked the field goal. So, well, in those days, the points counted because me and Ed is 11-5. I'm 11-5, but Ed's team has 185 points. I've got 187 points. That's the difference. That used to make a difference. I just don't understand why they didn't go for the points. I mean, Kelsey made the big first down. I didn't understand, you know. And another problem I have, and Jim Brown talked about this too, this kneeling, man. Hand the ball to somebody, man. Throw the ball. I mean, it just looked like a little sissy, little chochas, man. You know, I don't like some of the new things implemented. You know, hand the football up to somebody, do something with the football, but not this kneeling on one knee take a knee. That's nonsense. That's nonsense. I don't concur with it. I don't like it. I didn't understand why Kansas City didn't go for a field goal, or, hey, let's throw the ball for a touchdown. I mean, you got a big enough lead. Broncos, no. But, so kick the field goal. If you didn't feel safe about throwing the touchdown, kick the field goal. But I just would – I didn't understand not going for the points, and I've long had a problem, Eddie, with just kneeling down on one knee in the football game.
Right. Well, you can think about it, but who knows what the field decision is, you know. The other thing is, one thing with Kansas City is Hill, you know, he was trying, but I think he was also trying to tell him, like, you know, and if you saw him on a couple of plays, he was hobbling along. But I guess they could keep him there as possible because now they guaranteed a week off either way. Now that they're the number two seed, they'll still be home next week. And their players can rest. But, yeah, but I think we'll see what happens when Tennessee gets their full running game back, you know. But and how effective he will be after being out for so many games. But
they played well without him. They've shown, because the consensus was he's gone, you know, they're not going to be the same people, they're going to be gone. And now they wind up, Kansas City lost a big game the week before last to stop their streak. It was a close game, too. Your thoughts on this kneeling down, Ed, in the closing minutes of a football game. Your NFL Ed's thought and perspective on it.
I don't know why either. to your point, but yeah, who knows what the decision was at the time, you know? They just wanted to get out while they healthy as they could be, and that's it. I really didn't get a chance to get any of the commentators' remarks on that. I didn't really hear much about that one.
I mean, it's been going on for a while now, but I'm trying to maybe we'll both do some research on what brought this about. You know what I mean? With that, if I'm on defense, I still have an outside chance, especially if I'm only down by three or touch. I still have an outside chance, but this here is, and yesterday, I think Dallas kneeled down like three times in a row. That's how much time was left on the clock. Jim Brown talked about that. That, he said, and running backs running out of bounds. You know what I mean? But hey, that's it. Dr. Sanders wasn't at Blog Talk Radio on Trust and Government Network. We talking basketball, looking for the Hoopster to join us if he's around. Hey, Hoopster, got you there. Basketball, and you came in right on time. My goodness, did you ever come on time? Dr. Stanley, Sports Internet, Blog Talk Radio on the Trust and God Radio Network.
I just want everybody to know, Pittsburgh fans, that the Steelers won, so they got a chance to make the playoffs. One by field goal.
Well, jump right in here with some information we needed. They got a shot. You're talking about the crapshoot. Jump shot. Lil Pete called me. He started this whole thing. We're going to leave shortly. And because I get him on the phone to do a show. He said something that George McGinnis said when I asked him what the difference between NBA and ABA was. He said CBS. And Julius Erving talked about that on the thing about how the NBA, in doing a documentary about promoting the NBA, started in the 1990s. He said, well, what about the guys before then? And Pete talked about how great Oscar Robertson was. He said, if you had Oscar in today's game, in fact, Isaiah talked about Chamberlain. I remember Dave DeBuscher telling me, my late buddy Dave, and I see him now. I said, Dave, if the Dipper was around today, and this shows you the kind of relationship those guys had with you. I said, if the Dipper was around today, and I had to say Chamberlain, I had to say Wilts. The Dipper, I said, the Dipper was around the day. Could he get 50 points a game? And Dave, I've said to him, dropped his glass down like I cursed at him. He said, no, he'd get 70. And I remember, I just read something, I was looking for something that's in part of my Trust in God's Force and Death memorabilia collection, Kareem, and I had a picture signed, one side by Jordan, one signed by Olajuwon, and in this particular thing, it talks about the similarity. I know that they, were making similarities between Oscar and Jordan. When Pete called, he was talking about, and I said, there are guys who didn't get the exposure. We talked about that jump shot. I mean, Hoopsa, is that because, you only had one game a week? But, and I said, it's just ridiculous. It's ridiculous because they're just about not going to be mentioned in Dr. J and Elgin Baylor, an all-time great forwards. And that was one of the things that hurt Julius, too. And that's why they brought him to the Nets for the exposure that he would get in New York for the league. But it's remarkable to me, Hoopster, that nobody, Ed, nobody, when you talk about, here's a guy that's just a white guy that's blacked out. Nobody talks about Bob Pettit. 26, 16 lifetime points. And as far as the prerequisite resume, he won the championship, won the MVP, Bob Pettit, Jerry West, and Dr. J, Julius Erving, started in every All-Star game they ever played in. But you never hear Bob Pettit's name. Sometimes remotely to Elgin Baylor and even Julius, they throw in. But in fact, you hear more often about Elgin than you Julius. But Hoopster, you don't hear anything about a guy that averaged 26 points, Ed, 16 rebounds a game. When you go against the numbers of these so-called great players today, Tim Duncan's 19-9. So Pettit has scored 7 more points, and grabbed 6 more rebounds. 6 more rebounds. Bird, 24-10. Okay, 2 more points, 6 more rebounds. But you never hear anybody talk about Bob Pettit, Nate Thurman. They talk about center, but you know, Pettit's
well,
the guy.
George
Mikan? Sometimes Thurman gets mentioned.
Mikan,
I mean,
Doc? How about George Mikan? You don't hear about him neither.
Well, I'm not. Well, yeah, but Mikan, you hear about Mikan when they talk about the centers, you know, back in the in the old days and stuff. But you hear nothing. You hear nothing, Hooster. I mean, thinking, you know, Mikan does get some ink because he was the biggest thing at Bethel. But you hear nothing, Ed. You hear nothing, Hooster. If you think about it, I mean, have you ever heard anybody mention Bob Pettit's name, Hooster? Maybe you have because of the people you're around, but I've never heard anybody mention Bob Pettit's name when it comes to forwards, especially on TV and stuff. I never
heard
him
on TV. They mention him on TV. Yes, they do.
I'm not talking about
television
documentaries. I'm talking about players.
No.
I'm talking about when they are making assessments of forwards. He's a guy's name you don't hear in the conversation.
Well,
you don't hear in the conversation.
A lot of people don't even know who he is.
Hoopsa, thank you, Hoopsa. That's what I'm talking about. But Ed, how do you not know a guy who was put one of the 50 greatest players when they picked the first team of the 35 years he was on the up forward with Heaven Elgin Baylor? And you just never hear this guy, Ed. Nobody talks about Bob Pettit. 26-16. Ed, you can't overlook the stats.
Nope.
No, you can't.
Well, and then if you want to throw in the championship nonsense, he won a championship. So he won a championship, won MVP award, 26-16. I think he had a year, he was averaging 20, but, you know, just because, you know, Pete started this. I was looking for him to stay here with us, but he didn't get back. So I said, man, let me put something together for the crew. But, man, Ed, you know, Pittsburgh is in. You said Pittsburgh is in the playoffs now?
Well, we got to see. Somebody got to
okay.
lose.
Yeah.
The Colts got murdered today by Jacksonville.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. They got stomped on.
Well,
isn't
that a surprise?
They got stomped.
You know,
unbelievable.
I thought the Texans, well, they put up a fight, but you know, as it turned out, it wasn't enough. But like I said, there were two teams who were looking to be ran over rough side or roll over and die, and they didn't. But the Jaguars
dominated them. Like they owe him some money. They crushed him today. They held that guy like 38 yards.
That classic line, Ed, like you said, on any given Sunday.
Any given day.
You know what was interesting, too, yesterday, Ed, and Hoopsa, how it was a Saturday game, but there was a Monday night football feeling about the game, and then I think what they did in a move to not have any problems, the college football championship game is going to be Monday, so they kind of left that door open for them, that platform for them, and gave us some good football games yesterday.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh yeah.
But I was just
you have several key games now playing. That is the Rams and 49ers. Tonight, the Ravens and the Chargers go at it, and that's going to be a good one.
That's going to be a good game. Hope they went from John Madden. Yeah, I want the Raiders to get it.
I mean, John Madden wouldn't know if they won or not.
What I mean.
I mean, it's good. I mean, but, you know, hey, man, great coach, great guy. One rose in the hand of the living is worth more than countless wreaths on the grave, you know. And at the same time, there's a lot of negativity toward the Raiders because of the stuff that was said by their coach, you know. I mean, they've long been one of the pride in, you know, Isaiah Thomas talked about how they went out to L.A. and something happened to his knee or something, man, and the Lakers, Pat Riley, you know, everybody talks about with great mind. I think Pat Riley, is along with Phil Jackson, two of the most overrated coaches in the history of basketball, you know, Riley didn't win nothing here in New York when he had a chance to show that he could. And Jackson's won with teams that always had two of the 50 greatest players on his team, or even more. He talked about how they let him use their facilities. He needed some ice, man, and what's his name? Riley wouldn't give Isaiah any ice for his ankle. So they built a little bond. The Raiders, they've always been one of my favorite teams. The old AFL guys, Davis, Erasmus Hall guy, and a guy from Brooklyn. You know what I mean? But so it's been. They were old AFL. I remember, man. The Mad Bomber, Dal LaMonica, Fred Bolitnikoff,
Cliff Rain,
Willie Warren Wells,
Woody Upshaw, Kim Casper,
tight end. My favorite left-handed
the
quarterback,
George Blanda.
Yeah, Blanda, who came in pro football as a linebacker. Okay, then went to quarterback, and then wound up being a field goal kicker. And then in those days, you always had two good backup quarterbacks. So if LaMonica wasn't doing it good that day, he'd pull him and put Blander in. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Special times, man. The Raiders, integral part of NFL football, AFL football. And it's a good part of football altogether. Dr. Stanley Sports and that Blog Talk Radio on the Trust and God Network. Little updates here for you. We're in the first quarter, and the Saints are leading the Falcons 7-3. Seahawks and the Cardinals first quarter. It's a 7-7 football game. The Bills, as you said, they're working on taking care of business. They have a 1-0 lead against the Jets in the first quarter, and that's the game at Buffalo. We also have the Panthers leading the Buccaneers now 7-0. In the first quarter. We don't know if they're resting a lot of people or not. The Dolphins, do they still have an outside shot to Eddie to get in?
No, they've been eliminated officially. But
okay.
They're up 7-0. And that's right now, it's not going to, well, depending on what the Bills do, it's not going to affect, I don't think, the Patriots, because they clinched a wild card.
Right.
But if for some reason the Jets can pull this off, so either way, I think the Patriots go in, whether they win or lose to Miami.
Okay, it's first quarter. They're down now another touchdown. So they have a 14-0 lead, but the Patriots are second and three at the New England 32. The Rams are leading the 49ers 3-0. And we got that late game tonight, the Chargers against the Raiders. And then we've got,
gets in the playoffs. Whoever wins that gets in the playoffs. Yep.
Yes.
Oh,
that should be something.
Wow.
Yeah,
okay. Get you the latest here. We go back. Cardinals. Seahawks at the Cardinals. That's 7-7. Saints at the Falcons. That's 7-3. And, man, you're right. That Titan game, a field goal. A field goal,
28-23. Yeah, Titans a good team. They're a good team.
Yeah,
can't sleep on them. Can't sleep on them. They're a good team.
I don't know, Ed. I think, though, in a case like this, Vikings beat the Bears 31-17, and the Jaguars beat up on the Colts, like you said, hopes for 26-11. And the Packers, though, I mean, did they sit the guys down? The Lions beat the Packers 37-30.
Yeah.
No, their philosophy they were reporting to the media was that they wanted to come out and be ready. So when they do go out, they want to finish on a good note. And Rodgers was definitely playing. They said they don't know how long he'll stay in the game. I didn't see it, but they were saying the Packers were going to come out, and they wanted to be like on a gear where going into the playoffs, they have another win under their belt. But instead, Detroit, and then there you go, Jaguars didn't give up. Texans gave a hell of a fight. Now, these are teams that were written off quite a while ago.
And Steelers didn't give up either, so they went on the field goal.
And not only that, that Steelers wins was a win. Man, that's against the Ravens, too, man. That was a win in
twice.
Overtime.
Beat them twice. Beat them twice again.
Yeah.
Beat them twice.
Well, but Jackson didn't play today, did he?
Who?
No.
No,
his
okay.
ankle. His ankle's messed up. His ankle's messed
yeah,
up.
Yeah. Okay, so.
Yeah, Lamar.
But that,
so,
quarterback
know,
is
so
good.
That this
backup,
is,
he's good, though. That backup is good, though, for his Ravens. Hurley's
yeah,
good.
He's good, but he's the backup, though. He's the backup. 16-13 final for the Steelers over the Ravens. Packers lose 37-30 to the Lions. And the Jaguars beat up on the Colts 26-11. Man, 26-11, wow. The Vikings beat the Bears 31-17. Titans pull it out against the Texans, TTs, 28-25. And right now is the Saints leading the Falcons in the first quarter, 7-3. Seahawks and the Cardinals are tied in the first quarter, 7-7. Jets leading the Bills up in Buffalo, 7-0. And the Panthers are leading the Buccaneers right now, 17-0. Another team being shut out right now as the Dolphins are ahead on the Patriots, 14-0. And the Zeros continue. Rams with a 3-0 lead over the 49ers, and they're the home team. And then tonight is the San Diego Chargers. San Diego Chargers and Oakland Raiders. That's what they used to be. They'll be playing tonight.
Now
whoever wins that,
now they both LA
gets
teams.
Into the playoffs. Doc Stanley Sports Network, Bob Talk Radio on the Trust and Government Network, and we're talking football. You know, Ed, I'm just looking at how you know people have overlooked the Cowboys. Man, they're the number one offensive team in pro football. They have the most takeaways defensively. The best of you know they're clicking and they kept their best players, their secondary players. Ed, I think that's a good little move though. In a game like that, you know, it worked out perfect for them yesterday, Eddie and Hoops. It worked out perfect for them. They played the guys they wanted to look at. They played the guys that needed to get something in the sense of Dak. I mean, who thought you're gonna throw 5 touchdowns? But now all time touchdown record. Elliott gets back to 1,000 yards again. Philadelphia, both sides, they had their end. The guy from Alabama who broke the rookie season record for yardage. So, you know, it worked. I just wish we had to cut it up. But for the Cowboys, Ed, Hoops, it worked. They won the game. They won the battle and they won the war. And in both cases, quite convincingly, Ed.
Yes, without a doubt. Dallas, it's back-to-back game. Well, right? They scored 50-plus points. Right, they're just gelling on offense big time.
Yeah. Well, I'm not impressed with the Cowboys. We'll see in the playoffs.
Yeah.
Yo, you sound like Stephen A, huh?
I'm not impressed.
But you got to be impressed with them. You have to be impressed. They're the number one offensive team in pro football. They're the best team in takeaways.
Yeah.
I mean, but we're talking, they're playing both sides of the ball, Hoopsa. How can you not be impressed?
They're playing
both sides of the ball. They got a 1,000-yard rusher. They got a guy who's thrown 36 touchdown passes. Because the offensive line is gelling. And, you know, they're playing good defensive football, too. I mean, they didn't have their best cornerbacks out there yesterday. And even though Hurts wasn't there for Philadelphia, but, I mean, the one team that you want to kind of don't want to be around, now you, as much as people are fearing the Packers, I think, Ed, there's some fear no longer there for them to lose to the Lions today, Eddie.
Yeah. Don't know how full-hearted they went at it. But
okay.
They lost to the Lions. Their motto was, and their statement was, that they wanted to come out and win the game and stay in that groove. They weren't looking at just like, okay, this is like another week off. And Rodgers stated out publicly that he was going to play.
They
said behind the scenes, we don't know how long he'll play, but
did he play? Who said he play all game or just three quarters?
No. Love played the third quarter.
But you know, here's the thing, gentlemen. You know, and again, Ed, on any given Sunday, you two Hoops, you said it. But you know, the Lions are sort of be beatable, regardless of who you put out there on the field. But evidently, what you said, on any given Sunday,
every given day,
yeah. Wow.
It's proven out today for sure. Again, back to Hoops's, I'm shocked about the Colts, especially in that manner.
That was
we're talking about 11. So we're talking about what?
Yeah.
Uh, I mean, did they get a touchdown? Or was it?
Yeah, last minute. Yeah, touchdown. But the rushing, that boy, the Taylor didn't do nothing. They shut him down. He couldn't go nowhere. They were all in his jersey. They shut him down.
I felt like bad about Melvin Gordon with that fumble, but it was just a great defensive play. And, you know, he came off into the game and talked to both guys' first name is Melvin. Graham, the guy who run it back, and Gordon. But I just always remember, and I salute the Cowboys yesterday for doing what they did and bringing out, letting Dak play, with a chance at the record. Because I remember Melvin Gordon had the NCAA record for most rushing yards in a game. Mm-hmm. And they let him sit out the whole fourth quarter. And the next week, the very next week, the record was broken. I mean, how do you do that? Yeah, I know. How do you pinch it for a guy that's throwing a no-hitter? You know what I mean? Okay, so he's losing the game. Or, the game is tied. How do you pull a guy out that's throwing a no-hitter? How do you let a guy not come to the plate who's already hit three home runs, How do you take this guy out? And it's college. I mean, it's not like, okay, well, he can play tomorrow and maybe go 4-for-4, which is ludicrous still. But, how do you think a guy is going to get to this position to break a record you don't allow it to happen. I don't understand. How would you? And then we're talking. He's a kid. He's not a pro. He's not just saying, I got Ed's been a year, 89 years. Hoops has been a few years. I'm worried about getting hurt. He's in college. What, 19, 20? How do you pull a guy out of the game who's got the all-time rushing record in three quarters, and now he don't play in the fourth quarter? And Ed Hoops, the record was broken the very next week. The record was broken the very next week. Sad. Got a number. Who's doing this? Oh, Ed, you back with us? Okay.
Also, I wanted to tell you that coach from Denver got fired.
It's remarkable to me sometimes, though. They played a very good football game yesterday. And it's something, you give a guy a bad team and you're looking good results. You give a guy a bad team and you're looking for good results. And not only that, your starting quarterback wasn't playing. Bridgewater has been out for a while.
The concussion.
Yeah, so he's been out for a while. So now you give a guy a bad team and you're looking for good results.
And plus,
that's crazy.
Their defense was number fourth in the league in defense. They held Kansas City down.
Let me tell you something. If he doesn't make that play, that Kansas City would be going trying to get into the end zone instead. I just don't understand the whole idea of not going for the field goal. I don't know all this nonsense about now. It's like Ed Hoopster, I'm beating you 9-2. I still second base. Oh man, well, come on man, with doctors you up 9-2. Well, we're 9-2. Throw me out. It ain't like I'm automatically getting it. Throw me out. But more importantly, now what about if you come up and you get seven runs? There's no concession here. Ed hits a home run. Here comes Hoopster. I throw it to. Why the hell am I throwing at Hoopster? Why the hell am I throwing at Hoopster if Ed hit the home run? I remember Tom Glavine said something I'll never forget. We talked about it. He said, the hitter's trying to hit a home run. He's trying to hit a home run. He's trying to hit the ball. So what I'm striking about, he's going to throw the bat at me? I just don't understand a lot of what the book. Because you got to question the authors of the book and also the guys that are reading the book.
Well, can I tell you something else, Doc? There might be some more coaches being fired, so there's going to be some more.
Oh, yeah, no question about that.
But that boy from Denver, he's going to get a job. He's a good defensive coordinator. He's good.
Sometimes, some cases, though, that's the situation, though. Guys are better in that capacity. Some guys are better at coming out of the bullpen than starting. But like I said, you give a guy a bad team, and you're looking for good results. It's crazy. Yeah. You know what I mean? Brock Stanley Sports Net, Brock Talk Radio, Trust and Government Network. We are about ready to go to end the show. But before we go, we always like to have Marvin Gaye.
I also want to say something for this. the sports fans also, Clay Thompson will be making his return tonight at 8:30. He'll be back after 2 years as a torn Achilles on the other ankle.
Man,
so he'll be returning tonight.
It's been 2 years, huh?
2 years. And then the
wow.
Liberty coach and the Liberty signed Sonny Bandello, used to be the coach of the Phoenix Mercury. Now she's going to be coaching for the Liberty. So that's going to be
okay.
Something.
Okay. Hoops, hold on. Marvin Gaye. Come on, Mr. Gaye, before we go on our way.
I just want to ask a question. Who really cares? Save a world in despair. Who really cares? There'll come a time.
There'll come a time
when the world won't be singing.
When the world won't be singing.
Flowers won't grow.
Flowers won't grow. No.
Bells won't be ringing.
No bells won't be ringing.
Who really cares?
Who really cares?
Who's willing to try?
Who is willing to try?
To save a world.
To save a world.
That's destined to
that
die.
That is destined to die.
When I look at the world.
When I look at the world.
It fills me with sorrow.
It fills me with sorrow.
Little children today.
Children today.
Really gonna suffer tomorrow.
Really suffer tomorrow.
Oh, what a shame.
What a shame.
Such a bad way to
Such
live.
A bad way to live.
Who is to blame?
Who is to blame?
We can't stop
when
living.
We can't stop living. Oh, oh.
Live.
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 Live for life.
Live for life. But let's live, everybody.
Live life. For the
children. Live life for the children. Oh, for the children.
You see, let's save the children. Let's save all the children.
Save the babies. Save the babies. And if you want to live, but who really cares?
Who's willing to try?
Yeah, to save our world. Yeah, to save our sweet world. Save a world that is destined.
And if I may say that the Sports In-Depth Nation is here. The Sports In-Depth panel is here. I'm Mel Smith Jr. I am here. We're here courtesy of the Trust in God Radio Network. And the straw that stirs the drink is indeed here, and that's the incomparable Doc Sammy. Take it away, good doctor.
To take it away. It's been a Sunday, and you gave your football scores, some surprises.
And also, Doc, I got also something else to say also. We want to also that T.J. Watts from the Steelers tied Michael Strahan's record of 22 sacks.
Really?
Tied the record. Yeah, got the sack today. Yep, he tied it. Yep.
And you know what, Ed? If you remember correctly, Strayhorn had 21 sacks, and they said in some kind of way that Brett Favre allowed himself to be sacked for the record to be obtained. Did you remember some talk about that, Ed?
Oh, yeah, I remember seeing it.
I saw it, too.
Like he did. Yeah.
He just gave up. He said, hey, get the
sack.
He
just said, yeah. You know, he liked Michael Strahan.
yeah,
that
was
definitely.
That.
Yep.
But
yeah.
TJ got this one. He earned this sack. He had a, he went after this guy.
You're saying something that's so on the money. And so, once again, gets the credibility to the Hoopster and Ed and Little Pete and Gilberto, Lady A, working, of course, Dusty. You know, my people are the best. And you said something right there that's on the money, that you're on the money. And you know, Hoopster, he earned it. It wasn't given to him. He earned it.
No, he ran after that guy. He ran after him. He earned it.
I think Watts is a phenomenal player. You know what Michael Strahan said today? Okay, they have more of an extended season. It don't matter. A record is a
record. Oh, wait a minute. Good point.
That's right. Extra game. That's right, yeah.
Yeah,
17 games, yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, but at the same time, too, there was that what we just said, there was a sort of a blemish on him getting the record there, too, Ed, in Hoopster.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, 17 extra games, yeah.
Well, Michael Strahan was a true gentleman today, stating that, hey, you know, I'm not even going it. You know, he gets the record, he gets the record. It's season after season. Because some people are probably saying, well, some of these records get broken because they have an extra game to do it, you know. He brushed that off, you know. And he
well, you know,
what,
and see that too shows a lot of class and character. And you're right, you know, it's I think Babe Ruth would have said the same thing had he been around when Maris hit 61. He'd say, hey man, he hit 61. You know, don't you know? Let's talk about the. I mean, you know, it's no question. You know, if Babe had another 8 games, he damn sure would have hit a couple of more home runs. But I'm pretty sure, you know, class, gentlemen, is something that you have or you don't. You know, it's like speed. You know, it's nothing obtained. It's born, it's bred, and it's there. And you brought some good points there, and you brought up even a better point here on Sports in Depth that, you know, we're saluting the class and character of Strahan, you know what I mean? Super Bowl champion. A one-team player his whole career, an all-pro, and a big boxing guy, too. Great guy. Sports and Depth, Block Talk Radio on Trusted Guard Network, NFL, Ed, the Hoopster. Been a while since the Hoopster with us. Lil Pete was the one that started this, and he's not even here, but we did interject what he talked about, which was about the big thing, too, when the NBA and the ABA, Ed, and Hoopster, was the lack of exposure. I remember I saw ABA games on TV at when the Pacers said they were in the playoffs, you know, so they happened to get it. But George McGinnis had the greatest line. And, you know, and I think, you know, two things. Had Julius Erving got more exposure prior coming here and not change his game, they wouldn't be talking about Michael Jordan. But the thing is, you know, TV was a big difference in the NBA and the ABA. Hoopster?
Yeah, definitely. Most definitely. To the ABA.
I mean, and ironically enough, it's a big difference in the recognition, as Pete brought up, of Oscar Robertson and Bob Pettit and Russell Chamberlain. You saw Russell and Chamberlain minutely, but minutely in the old days, because you had Ed, you had one game a week. 1 o'clock, and you loved it because you got home from church, you know, your dad's going to cut the TV on, and it's the Boston Celtics against the 76ers. It's the Boston Celtics. So now we got the Sixers against the Celtics. Havlicek, Russell, Sam Jones, KC Jones, you know, Cousy, Hal Greer, Cunningham, Will Chamberlain, Lucius Jackson. Now next week we got him. They're playing the Lakers. It's them against Elgin Baylor and Dre West. Now it's them against Cincinnati, Oscar Robertson. But you saw only one game a week. And 9 times out of 10, you're going to see the Celtics. And then it wasn't until, you know, TV got a little better and you got the cable stuff where, you know, New York got the exposure. But 9 times out of 10, you saw only the Lakers, Cincinnati, Boston, and Philly. So you don't see Bob Pettit. You don't see Nate Thurman. You don't see Lenny Wilkins. You know, you don't see Lucius Jackson, the great Gus Johnson. So, you know, as we talk about the lack of TV exposure, what it was a detriment to the ABA, it also was a lack of detriment to the great players of yesteryear. Because even when they had the playoff games, you didn't see them on TV. You, once again, you caught Celtics on a Sunday, or maybe St. Louis against Cincinnati, but you only saw one game a week, Ed. Hoops, only one game a week. That's all you saw.
Yeah, that was Sunday with ABC.
That's changed now. You see, like 5 or 6 games now. Changed now.
Yeah, not only that, man. You talk about the week. First of all, every team has their own cable network, so you're going to see the way in home games.
Because
I remember when TNT 20 years ago was starting to be bigger. TNT would have one game a week. TNT. So you had the Saturday and Sunday game. Well, your Knicks we had on cable here, too. But you were able to see other teams. You did, and that's what Oscar said. Why? And I let you go, fellas. Why his era was the greatest era, because you played the best and you played them redundantly. You know, the Lakers come to New York once a year. The Lakers come here once a year, and they go out there once a year. But you got like, and like I said, Oscar said, you know, I played against the best players ever, and you're right. Okay, Hoopsa, me, you, and Ed, we go to Philadelphia. We're playing Cunningham, Hal Greer, Chamberlain, Lucius Jackson, Chet Walker. Now we go up to Boston. Oh, man, there's Russell, there's Cousy, there's Sam Jones, there's Casey Jones, there's Satch Sanders, you know what I mean, there's John Havlicek. Now we go to Cincinnati, there's Oscar, maybe Lucas. Now we go to St. Louis, you know. Now when we come back, St. Louis, okay, there's Pettit. Cy Hugo Green, there's Lenny Wilkins. We go out west. There's Wes and Baylor. Then we go out there. There's Nate Thurman. Then when we come home, they come to play us. Then when they get through playing us, we go back out and play them. You know, I just know the best players played against each other redundantly. You don't do that nowadays.
No. Oh, Doc, we want to send our condolences. As far as the death family, we want to send our condolences to Sam Jones family. He passed away.
Yeah,
and we want to get our daughters to the Celtic family also. Hell of a player.
Oh, yeah, and also the Madden family. Sam Jones, only Bill Russell won more championships than Sam Jones. Sam Jones won 10, Bill Russell won 11, and Sam Jones, like Bill Russell, won 8 NBA championships in a row.
And plus, he was a player coach also, he won, Bill Russell.
Oh yeah, yep. Mm-hmm.
Right.
I'm just saying, you know, as championships, man, only Bill Russell has more championships than Sam Jones. One more at that. Yeah. Doc Sandy, Sports Net, Blog Talk Radio, Trust and Guard Network. Ed, some closing thoughts.
Oh no, just funny today in the Newsday paper today, it had Jets hope. Giants, nope. So that's the closing up for us from New York. One day we'll get football back, right? One year. With that said, happy belated New Year to everybody, and we'll catch up, all right? And then so right now the Rams are up 17-0 on a 49ers. So that's another classic matchup that's pulling away. And then, again, like to Hoops' point, I think tonight's game is going to be awesome, Chargers and Raiders.
That's going to be that's going to be some game. That's going to be a high-scoring game. Plus of that, quarterback, Hubert, something else. And you also got to get credit to David Carr, too. He's playing hell of a year. Hell of a year. Plus when the Raiders went through it down there, oh, man. And plus the way they're playing. With the wide receiver and another guy, and then Gruden, and then John Madden.
Yeah.
So you got to give that team a lot of credit.
And what Carr said, I go, hey, look, we've won some real thrillers and some close ones, right? You know, 2 points, 1. he says, you know, we're winning, and that's what matters. So the Raiders really pulled themselves out of a bit of a hole.
And that quarterback from the Texans broke Carr's record. That rookie from the Texans broke David Carr's record. Yep.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Wow. Record-breaking day. A record-breaking weekend. Doc Tenney, Sports and Net, Blog Talk Radio, and Trust and God Network. Hoopsa, your closing thoughts.
No, I just want everybody to just give a happy new year. Everybody to stay safe and well. That's all. That's all I can say. Enjoy basketball. Enjoy life. That's all I can say. And take it one day.
Well, except for the Knicks last night. Were they lose by 24?
24. They got smashed.
Yeah.
But they got,
well,
right.
You're going to lose.
A lot of time.
That's really true. Once again, asking everybody to keep, as we pray and remember the Jones and the Madden family, do so for my beloved mother, Vivian, who we opened the show with, dedicating to memories of the past mothers. Hoops to your beloved mother, Eddie, your beloved mother. I look around,
tennis,
and I've been blessed to have mine. Saluting my
guru.
Beloved Demony, who just Wednesday. Mila, it's spelled M-I-L-A, but it's pronounced M-E-L-A. And 440 on Wednesday, 7 pounds even, 20.5 inches long. And Mila has a whole bunch of, it has four different meanings, four different languages. And Spanish means miracle, Italian means miracle, Russian, gracious or dear one. And Slavic means industrious, and in Russian, hardworking. So, like I said, we're gracious to God for the miracle that he brought, and bless and thank the hardworking parents that she has. Gentlemen, Sports and Dead, Blog Talk Radio, on Trust and Government Network, thanks for being with us here on this Sunday. The weather's going to get a little colder. Any last up there score, Ed, out to the Rams? Ed, here's a question. Do you think Beckham will come back to the Rams?
Definitely.
Yeah, why not?
Definitely, he's playing good. He's playing good.
Yeah.
Plus,
yeah.
He's got a house down there. He ain't going nowhere.
Yeah, and I think L.A.'s looking pretty good right now. No matter what the Cardinals do, they're going to take the division. They'll get their bye and fall in the ranks. But, you know, they can make number two, I believe, you know, number two seed in the NFC.
Yeah, Beckham.
So that'd be...
Beckham. Playing good. He's playing good. Ever since he left the Browns, he's been playing good.
Well,
yeah,
that's what he's playing good. He's playing. You know,
playing.
The Browns, they weren't passing the ball to him. So it ain't that he's playing good. It's that he's playing. And the Browns have been strictly went south. Here's another question. Let me go. Yeah, what's gonna, is Baker Mayfield going to stay there, Ed?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, what?
We're going to keep him.
Okay. So who do you think? Baker Mayfield, is he going to stay with Cleveland?
They're going to get a quarterback. He's going to have to earn that job. They're going to give him some competition. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to give a quarterback his job.
I was, part of my new job was I had an instructor talking to me, and he said, what are you, Jets, New England, your area? And I said, no. He goes, oh, New York, Giants or Jets? And I says, well, I grew up in Queens. I stay with my Jets. Right now, they stand for just end of the season. He told me he was a Cleveland Brown fan. And as soon as the Browns signed Mayfield, he tossed out all his Brown paraphernalia from his house.
Wow.
Really?
Ain't no real fan.
A little drastic, but, yeah.
Fan.
Well, no. It's not a real fan. There's certain that keep you as a fan and certain things that don't. And if the doctor tells you you can't put sugar in your coffee, you can't drink coffee with sugar anymore. You know, I love the Jets. Jets are the only team me and my dad agreed on. You know, I think most people root for the team of their favorite player. Baseball was Willie Mays. Football was Jim Brown. Then it was the Packers. And then here came Joe Willie. Joe, and then what a great bunch of guys. Joe and Boozer and Snell and Lehman and Maynard.
Yeah.
Guys I got to meet, you know. I stayed, love the Jets, you know. Jets were PR wise guys. Hey, Doc, we need your credentials. But then I turned when one, the way they treated Tebow. Me and Klecko sit there and talked about this. Here's a guy who was coming from one, winning his division, two, taking his team to the playoffs, three,
beating
the Pittsburgh
Steelers. Beat my Steelers. You know, I was pissed.
Okay. Now he comes in. And not to mention the personality, a Christian based man, and what do? You put him in the water. Yeah, they're okay. It's about winning. Now there's three games left. And I have to tell us all along that Mark Chance says gives the best chance to win. You're going to pull Chances, but you're going to the third string guy? I said, whoa, wait a minute, man. Okay, now you insulted my intelligence. Now, you tell me you think the third string guy is better than Tebow? Now, the other thing is, I think that's pretty, she was pretty fucked up. You know, because this guy's been a starting quarterback. This guy's a Heisman Trophy winner. So you know what? If you don't think Tebow can do the job, show us. Because he's earned the right to start. So start him. So you got two games left. If he's so bad in one game, pull him. But he's earned the right to start. You're slapping him in the face. You're slapping me in the face as a fan, okay, if you're a fan. How'd you give me the Ty Bowles? Or Herb Gooden? How'd you give me those guys? With Ty Bowles, who won the damn Super Bowl last year for Kansas City. You know?
Yeah, he's up for a coaching job now. Yep.
But you know what the thing is, you know, you want a guy to get a good team. You know, you give a guy a bad team, and you're looking for good results. And when he gives you good results, you don't give him any credit for it, because as soon as things go bad again, which is where they were, where he got it, now you're going to screw him. He's right back where you put him, and now you're going to put him out after putting you. He elevated you, and then there was a situation with the coach. You know, a little thing there with coach, man. So I mean, you know, the Jets. Only outside of the great PR people, Jared Weekly, Megan and them, if they're still there. But they're no longer my team. They no longer have my pledge. You know, and what I'm saying, Hoops, is not a real fan. You know what I mean? Because fans, you can do something. I mean, you can do something just to, hey, man, you know, you're not going to beat your head against the wall. I don't blame the guy. I mean, if he didn't think Mayfield was the guy, and know what, Eddie? He's proved that he ain't the guy. You know, winning the Heisman Trophy don't mean you're going to be a first-rate quarterback. He's not the guy.
Well, can I
say
something? He beat my Steelers, so, hey, you got to give him some credit. They made the playoffs.
One game? I don't care he beat the Steelers. I mean, I understand, too, your Steelers ain't the best team in football anymore. The Steelers are not an elite football team anymore. Beating the Steelers is no feather in nobody's cap. The Steelers are not an elite football team anymore. So I can't give him a whole lot of credit for beating the Steelers. I'm saying, you know what? If you're a better team, you should win. But the Pittsburgh Steelers are no longer an elite football team. They still have a great coach. They've got a great quarterback leaving. But beating the Pittsburgh Steelers is no feather in your cap. The Steelers are not a good football team anymore. I mean, they won a big game today. That was an overtime, 16-13. But would they have beat the Ravens had they been 100%? But, I mean, I understand. But, see, here's the thing. You're the fan. You're the fan here because you give them credit because as a fan of the Steelers, you give them credit and kudos. But as the other guy, as a fan of the Browns, he's saying, hell no, this guy ain't going to do the job. I don't want him. And I don't blame him. You know? Dr. Fanny Sports Network, Block Talk Radio, Trust and Government Network. Gentlemen, we're going to go. It's the end of the show, 5-2-5. Closing commentary by both of you. Ed, any more? Give us that last score, that Rams game now.
Yeah, 17-0, and now Seattle's giving the Cardinals a hard time. So that's going to be interesting. So we'll follow that along as the night goes on.
All right, gentlemen.
Then, good evening.
We'll talk to you later, Eddie.
Congratulations.
Thanks for that,
Eddie.
I want my cigar.
Hey, listen, I'm working on them, baby. I'm working on them.
Okay.
Yo, take care.
Too long. All right, bye.
No.
All right.
Hey, Susan. You gave me a good reason
Thank
to buy
you.
Some again, too. Love you, fellas. Thanks for being with us.
What you say?
All righty. Take care.
I love you, fellas. Thanks for being with us, Hoopsa.
All right. Thank you. Okay, bye.
Dr. Sandy Sports at Block Talk Radio on the Trust in God Network. And time to say goodbye by Chris Boji. We're going to close the show with I Always Love My Mama. And salute to my darling Jiminy, who brought us mail through the grace of God. Salute Remember my beloved mother, Vivian, for all the great things she did for all the great mothers out there. Marcy DeFreitas, Gloria Nuendam, Lynn Martin's moms, Mother T, Gordon, Eric, and Alex Telsforth, Miss Lina, lived in New York block. Further that Blog Talk Radio and Trusted Guardian Network, saying congratulations to motherhood and thanking God for the great mother that I have and still have by the grace of God. Outstanding sports at Blog Talk Radio on the Trusting God Radio Network. And I guess I'll give you, once we play this, I'm going to give you one more time the latest football scores that I have, so you may have the latest update before we go off the air. Okay? Doc Stanley, Sports In Depth on the Blog Talk Radio Network. And hey,
I'm sipping back to Delta, fellas, so it's sunny.
And drinking that wine, remember the schoolyard days.
Yeah, we had to take you home, man. You were proud of
oh,
us, man.
Oh, better than that. Lord have mercy.
Hey, but listen.
Yeah, remember when we used to run around there? Steal the hubcaps off the car.
What you talking about? And batteries?
We lucky we ain't get busted, man.
Good. Then I say, here comes the fun.
Oh. Hey, Bird, what color was you coming today?
That's just the line.
Oh, man. But Dick is here.
Yeah.
Now, see, when all that gang war was going on, I'll tell you one thing I never forget.
And what's that?
See, when I got home, first thing I would hear is, what?
Bill!
Yeah.
Where you been, boy?
That's it. That's it.
Yeah.
That's my man. Say, I say, I was out with Sonny Bird and Lil Sonny.
Put it all on us.
Yeah. I had to put it on somebody.
Hey, Bill, what's your mama say?
She say, boy, now I'm gonna tell you.
What?
You know you getting big now.
Yeah.
You gotta watch the things that you doing out in that street.
Right.
And you go to jail.
Right.
And I'm gonna tell you something, man. Mama wasn't wrong.
No.
But what about Pop? Oh, we ain't talking about Pop.
No, man. Pop was all right.
Pop was
a lot of bad.
Pop was hanging out, you know.
Yeah, hanging out.
I think Pop was drinking more wine than we used to. I know my pop did.
Yeah. My pop hung right on with you, boy.
Yeah. Stay out all night. Come on, clothes all wrinkled up. Lip balls all on them.
Hey, Sonny. I know your mommy cooked them good home-cooked bits today.
The game?
Oh, man. Hey.
Boy, your mama sure cooked her.
This is Michael Bellamy of Brooklyn Independent Media, and you're listening to Doc Stanley of Sports in Depth on Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, D. Sunday. Thank God for Mila. Grandpa again. Little Pete asks. What's in depth with Dr. Emily Stanley Sr. and his sports posse is an in-depth, informative, educational, and historical look at the world of sports. This is renowned and legendary award-winning radio show, Sports in Depth. Addressing both a daily and historical perspective, bringing also both an in-depth look and perspective not only on the sports of our times, but two of the players, performers, set events both now and this year. Sports in Depth, a.k.a. SID, also brings us unique strategies sports from an intellectual perspective, not just athletics, because as it takes raw God-given talent, listening, the two takes a God that's mind fueled with passion, determination, intellect, belief for competing, accomplishing too. With in-depth knowledge, that's intellect, iconic posse, both endeavors to the world instead. And both thanking and praising God for all great and wonderful things as my granddaughter was born safe and healthy this past Wednesday. Mila, pronounced Mila, her name is derived from four different languages: Spanish, miracles; Italian, miracle; Russian, gracious or dear one; and Slavic for industrious; and Russian, hard worker. Got that twice, I'm sorry about that. We praise and thank God for the miracle of her life and health. We are so gracious to him for her birth and lovely parents, who too are hard working. And she, like them, is a dear one to us all. Thanks for joining us once again. We always hope the rumors, hog tying last issues, and the truth. If you have a guy a bad team and yet expect results, you often question only the author of the book, readers that concur to buy it. Get my mother in prayer, get my family in prayer, my granddaughter in prayer, get us all in prayer. I stand exposing at Blog Talk Radio, the Trust in God Radio Network. And as we close, we ask that you remember my beloved mother in hospice state, the health of my daughter and my new granddaughter. Remember the Jones family, remember the Madden family, And remember all and pray for all my members here on Sports in Depth and for the world.
I'm Stanley, Sports in Depth, Blog Talk Radio.
I trust in God and the Word. And by my heart, I bless you all. Always, simply, trust in God.
Larry Hardesty from ESPN New York 98.7 FM. Did you enjoy the show? It was outstanding, but I expect that from the legendary Doc Stanley. Nothing less than the best. As he always says to me, and it's my favorite saying from him, live your life today as if you have to stand before God tomorrow. Words to live by. Ladies and gentlemen, have a great night, and we'll see you next time on Sports in Depth with the legendary Doc Stanley.
Good. Thank you. I was walking down the street in a little old country town. I saw a rusty penny half buried in the ground. As I reached down to pick it up, I saw beneath the rust these words, just barely visible, "In God we trust." I held it for a moment, then suddenly I knew what God, in all his wisdom, would have me say and do. He used this worthless penny to make me understand that life is not worth living without the Master's hand. Oh, in God we trust, in God we trust, we're lost just like this penny, unless in God we trust. And then I heard a still small voice within me whisper, very clear, "Be still and know that I am God, and I'm always near. When all your dreams come tumbling down around you in the dust, remember this lost penny and place in me your trust." Oh, in God we trust, in God we trust, we're lost just like this penny, unless in God we trust.
Dr. Stanley, sports at the Block Talk Radio on Trust and Crowd. Now, we told you we'd give you those final scores. So, let's keep in our word. Let's go here for you. Going to the scoreboard today. Chiefs, yesterday over the Broncos, 28-24 for their 13th consecutive road victory and their 13th consecutive time beating the Chiefs. Cowboys, big 51-26 over the Eagles. Thought you had another touchdown and made it a little closer. Dak Prescott broke the record for touchdowns thrown by a Dallas quarterback. Ezekiel Elliott reached 1,000 yards again. And the Cowboys, the number one offensive team in pro football, number one offensive team in the history, this team in the history of the Cowboys. And Washington today beat the Giants 22-17. The Browns beat the Bengals 21-16. Man, they're trying to lose a couple of key games here. Steelers over the Ravens without Lamar Jackson, 16-13. Packers losing to the Lions. You would thought even you take out Aaron Rodgers, you could pull it out. 37-30. Colts losing big to the Jaguars, 26-16. Vikings over the Bears, 31-17. Titans squeaking it out. They're beating out Kansas City. Hey, 28-25 over the Texans. Saints right now lead the Falcons 17-3 with seconds left in the second quarter. Seahawks are leading the Cardinals 14-10 with under 2 minutes in the first half there. Jets and Bills. Bills with a 3-point lead with about near 4 minutes left in the second quarter. Panthers are trailing the Buccaneers now at halftime, 10-7. Wow, Buccaneers was down there near the one. Wow. Wow. Okay, so there's your scores. And with that, we're going to close out. We haven't done it in a while. My favorite song by Earth, Wind, and Fire. And for the album, All Last Days in Time. Last Days in Time. And surely, without question, if you look around, we are living in the last days of time. Dr. Danny's Sports at Block Talk Radio. That's incredible, everybody. Hey, look. Grandpa loves you. Come on. Bless you. Trust in God. Trust in the Blast Talk Radio. Trust in God with everyone.
From ESPN New York 98.7 FM. Did you enjoy the show? It was outstanding, but I expect that from the legendary Doc Stanley. Nothing less than the best. As he always says to me, and it's my favorite saying from him, live your life today as if you have to stand before God tomorrow. Words to live by. Ladies and gentlemen, have a great night, and we'll see you next time on Sports Insight with the legendary Doc Stanley.